And if you wanted to put, if you wanted to put some food out for your hog, you would put them, put the food in these.
Oh, hogs.
Mm-hmm. Or if you had two of them, you'd have two.
Jaws.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for a hog that's grown up wild? Okay.
What are they?
Okay. Oh, well, different names. Like wild, I just call them wild hogs.
Right, I would too. Well, I say it must be something besides wild hogs. Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't ask me, I don't guess.
Let me ask you this. Do you know anything about the calls that animals make, for example? The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, do you know what kind of noise it would make? Okay. Well, I think I probably can. This question don't be possible. I'll skip some of these. Let's see. What about the noise that a horse makes? You hear how
whatever it is.
And, if you got a term, just a general term for like horses and mules and cows and all those things together.
Animals?
Mm-hmm. Or do you ever heard them called just stock or livestock or something?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the same kind of term, say for hens and turkeys and geese and ducks, all those together?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, a hen on a nest of eggs, you have a special name for that kind of hen?
A laying hen?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Or setting hen.
Setting hen, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And the place where you keep your chickens, you keep them
in a pen.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever keep them in a
pen?
Anything else that you might keep them in? Was there ever a little small thing if you want to transport them that you might carry them in?
In a little chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Or your chicken coop.
Uh-huh.
And, when you eat chicken, do you remember what do you call the part of the chicken that children like to take and pull apart?
The wishbone.
Mm-hmm. You remember the superstition that goes with that? Me either. I never know.
I don't think I do.
Do you have these are other things that might not be very common to you. Do you have a name for the inside parts of the chicken?
The gizzard,
mm-hmm.
Liver,
mm-hmm.
Heart.
You have a name for all those together. What about the part that you sometimes stuff sausage in and eat? You have a name for that?
No.
There's a name chitlins for me. Have you ever heard of that?
Chitlins? In chickens?
Oh, I mean hogs. Did I say chickens?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The intestines,
yeah,
of a hog?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, chitlins. And I do indeed love them. Oh, boy. I just hate to clean them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any special name for the... say when he's getting late and you have to go out and feed the stock and do the chores, would you have a special name for that?
Not at all.
Different things like feeding time, fodder time, might work. If you want to make your horse, if you want to urge your horse on, what would you say to him? To
get up. Get up.
And if you wanted to stop him, how would you?
Whoa.
Do you know anything about calls to pigs or cows or anything? Okay. And let's see. When you're driving a horse, what are the things that you hold in your hands? You hold
the reins.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Would you call them the same thing if you were plowing with the horse? Or would you still call them reins?
I would. I think.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you put your feet into, they're called
stirrups.
Mm-hmm.